Ben Taylor, the son of James Taylor and Carly Simon, is our guest on The Cafe in a session recorded in front of an audience of supporters of our World Cafe affiliate in Akron, Ohio, WAPS. His latest album is called Another Run Around the Sun, and we join the session as Ben talks about his experience hanging in bars.
There's beautiful women all over the world, and you end up in there wanting to drink with them. So particular girl sort of tickles your fancy and catches your eye, and you approach her, and you go up and you say, yeah, you know what, she's sitting there with a couple of friends, maybe I'll buy them all drinks. So you go up and offer to buy the drinks, and they accept, and you're feeling good about yourself, so you lay that extra tip down for the bartender, because I figure it's going to make you look good, you know. And inevitably, for me anyway, usually anyway, when I lay down that extra tip, that's when the girl's boyfriend sort of comes with his great big old 6'8" self across and kisses that girl on the mouth, at which point I buy him a drink too, and the pretty girls go and dance among themselves, and me and the other long, gangly white guy who are too awkward to dance, we end up spending the rest of the night drinking and talking together. Not what I had planned, but here's a song about it.
I see you standing there as I pass. I know that I'm the fool who makes you laugh, but I can't get the chance to tell you why. 'Cause your boyfriend's a really nice guy. I seen you every weekend, you dress so fine, and I like to say that one day you'd be mine. Well, I can't see that day, I tell you why. 'Cause your boyfriend's a really nice guy. Now I'd love to hate him, I really would, but he always seems to treat you so good. And I'd love for him to be just another fool, but I talked to him once, yeah, and he seemed real cool. I guess I'm over you now, because I'm fine. It doesn't hurt no more, I see you all the time. But I still get jealous, and I tell you why. 'Cause your boyfriend's a really nice guy. Well, I love his hair, I love his eyes. I've only started to realize it wasn't you I loved, it was other guys. That's why your boyfriend's a really nice guy. Boyfriends are really nice. Your boyfriends are really cute guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm straight. I guess it deserves mentioning, but... but it's even better that I am, because nobody ever sees that coming, you know? Okay, this is, I digressed there for a moment. This is actually a song about pretty girls. And not so pretty ones, but just magical ones, you know?
Guess you could say she was beautifully plain, brutally insane, smooth like the break of a wave. She was cool like a magical groove on a January day. in one of a mood. She was hot lemonade, sweet, sour, and powerful up in your face. Now it's tough to forget what she told you to say, because it just unfolds on the back of your mind all day. All day. Like silver sage slowly burning sweetly from my shoulders to my ceiling with a lonely little smile. Insane, but at the same time so revealing, to give you all the feeling. Well, Lady Magic, she was real good at it, the way that she got to my mind. Lady Magic helped me break my bad habits and put my darker days behind. She loved suggesting that life was so interesting all the time. Lady Magic, she was real good at it, and I'm glad I get to call her mine. Although life used to treat me so, I had so many places to go. Not so many places where I could feel at ease. But then something happened to turn a young speaker into someone that had no choice but to inhale a song like wind and carry it on until I will find my voice. Because she was Lady Magic, she was real good at it, the way that she got to my mind. Lady Magic helped me break my bad habits and put my darker days behind. She loved suggesting that life was so interesting all the time. Lady Magic, she was real good at it, and I'm glad I get to call her my eye. Fondle my words and I dot my T's and cross my I's and all. Life's funny, you're making that honey, it's bigger than a deeper meaning at all. So I tried dipping into any institution that was capable of being dissolved. Life's tragic, see what you want, you get the chance, so you've got to grab it all. And she was Lady Magic, she was real good at it, the way that she got to my mind. Lady Magic helped me break my bad habits and put my darker days behind. She loved suggesting that life was so interesting all the time. Lady Magic, she was real good at it, and I'm glad I get to call her mine. I'm glad I get to call her mine.
Mr. Ben Taylor is live on the World Cafe today, and he's got a really nice new album called Another Run Around the Sun. And I talked to you when Famous Among the Barns came out,
yeah,
which I liked, but I got to tell you, I really like this new one. Now, you worked with a couple of guys who had worked with somebody that you really love and I really love, to Finley Quay.
Yeah.
And are these guys, Kevin Bacon and Jonathan Quornby, they're British?
They are. They're a couple of English guys. They used to work in Sheffield. Now they're in London.
Uh-huh.
It's funny because everyone, when you hear Kevin Bacon, everybody always presumes that it's Kevin Bacon, the actor, you know? And the funny story about that is that when Kevin Bacon, the producer, and Kevin Bacon, the actor, met for the first time, Kevin Bacon, the actor, said to the producer, "Man, I just wanted to thank you because everybody thinks that I produced that hot Finley Quay record." and Kevin Bacon, the producer, looked at him slightly dubiously and said, "Well, I'd just like to thank you for the look of horror, disgust, and dismay on the hotel clerks all over the world when I when I show up and they find I'm not you."
And the two of them could play 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon quite easily, couldn't they?
Really. It would be quick and endless. Yeah.
Indeed. Well, one thing about this album is you sound like you. And let's be honest, you sound a lot like your dad.
Absolutely.
And I understand that you actually made a record with these same guys when you tried not to sound like your dad.
I really did, you know?
What did you do to try to sound like your dad?
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't so much trying not to sound like him. It was just trying to do something new for me and something different for me stylistically, you know. And it was a little bit overproduced and misconceived,
uh-huh,
you know, really. It was me putting my worst foot forward, really, is what it turned into. And it could have been a little bit more on point.
Well, you know, it's funny because at this point, I've probably talked to a number of people who have famous, you know, parents. And I'm always a little bit nervous when I go into conversation with them because I wonder how comfortable they are talking about that because, you know, they want to be known for who they are and they want the separation and yet people are interested. But you seem really comfortable with who you are and with who your parents are.
Oh, man, I love being, I love sounding like my, especially like my old man. I mean, I love, when people tell me I sound like my mom, I'm even more flattered by this. No, it seldom happens. I seldom sing that well. That's really what it comes down to. But
now you've been out on tour with her. Have you been? You know, she's known for having stage fright. Is that helpful to have you and Sally out with her?
I think it is tremendously helpful to her. The past couple of nights, anybody who says she has stage fright, including her, would have to laugh her off the stage if she said it because she's been having so much fun on stage the past couple of nights. Yeah,
that is so cool. Yeah. Well, let's hear a couple. You want to play a couple more new ones?
I would love to. Okay. I'd love to. So this new album is, it's called Another Run Around the Sun, as you mentioned, and, you know, I named it after a letter that my best friend sent me a couple years back, on my birthday. He drew a little picture of me in a rocket ship, you know, sticking my middle finger out like that, sort of doing laps around the sun, and that was just his idea of what we did on our birthdays, was another lap around the sun. So I always thought that was kind of beautiful, so I named this album after that letter in particular. The sad thing about it is that, the sad part of the story really is that he wrote me that letter in his first of 14 years in prison for a crime that he didn't commit. He's still in there right now. We're trying everything that we can to get him out of there, but so this is this song is really for him, and this is sort of kind of the title track, I guess, of the album.
When it gets me depressed, I find that it's best with my chest high. As I stretch my lungs and express my love, hold my breath and forget my pride, to reflect that the rest of our lives are a measure of time. May as well try to express some style. I exhale my prayer, follow it with my eyes as it fills the air. In the back of my mind, I imagine that you can hear, as if you could still be near me. Lately I've been breaking my mind, trying my best, but it's taking its time. 'Cause I've been forced to digest this wasteful emptiness. I'm supposed to laugh as if there's nothing going on. I know life goes on regardless, but nothing's been the same since you've been gone. Another run around the sun. Look at the things we've seen, and what have we both become? What have we dreamed? Who have we lost? And what have we won? I never could have believed that you wouldn't have finished what we'd begun. Never dared to imagine you could have been taken away from us. But lately I've been breaking my mind, trying my best, but it's taking its time. And I've been forced to digest this wasteful emptiness. I'm supposed to laugh as if there's nothing going on. I know life goes on regardless, but nothing's been the same since you've been gone. Changing, the game plays on and the truth remains, but the rules have all gone wrong. Life rises and here we are still looking for a place that we belong. stronger than habit and fantasy, deeper than gravity. What will be has to be. God damn it, I understand it. I hadn't imagined you'd leave me stranded on this stage in these lights where I am with no right to complain, 'cause it's already more than I'd ever have asked. But without you, the best is yet to pass, and now this song is about you. And I've been forced to digest this wasteful emptiness. I'm supposed to laugh as if there's nothing going on. I know life goes on regardless, but nothing's been the same since you've been gone.
So this next song that I'd like to play you is one that I wrote for my mom, actually. She's always been a pretty incredible inspiration and influence on me. And more often than not, I bring these songs in when they're sort of still in their developmental stages and bounce them off her, because she's always waking me up in the middle of the night before I go to school and everything, saying, you got to listen to this song. So I figure I owe it to her, you know. But... This is a song that really she unwittingly helped me write about herself.
First morning ever to have seen the sun must have run the other way. 'Til she found it was only getting earlier that way. When she spun 180 degrees and beheld the sweet light rising through the trees, she fell to her knees and she began to smile. She had been in darkness for a long, long while. She said, there is nothing that I can do. Lesson ever to have learned this way must have been surprised, and all I can say is I'm just glad that I survived. And the first river ever to have met the sea, I believe he must have sighed, said, all this rambling I'm glad to finally find. After all, I haven't just been wasting my time, and there is nothing that I can do but belong to you. Heaven and earth, and I find myself singing this song for you. As luck would have it, it just so happens that there's nothing I'd rather do. So long as you're flying around high, whatever you find out in the sky, don't forget to fall down sometimes. And I'm easy to find, look around you. It's a good thing that I finally found you. There is nothing that I can do. Song for you.
Ben Taylor's live on the World Cafe today. And I'm sitting here listening, and I'm realizing what you bring to the whole thing. What you do and the way you write, hip-hop happened. And there's a whole lot of, like, internal rhyme, and it's not like you're rapping, but it's interesting.
I'm stealing everything that I can steal without faking the funk. You know? Well, it's just a product of the time.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. That's really interesting. So your mom would test out songs on you. Your dad would or wouldn't do that?
My old man's way private about music, you know? I mean, he knows what he's talking about with the performance angle, and he's got a lot to say in terms of how you put on and maintain your career as a touring artist.
Right.
But he's very, very, he's an introvert when it comes to songwriting, you know?
Interesting. Well, now, what about you? And if you get a good song, do you try him out on either of them?
I mean, like, the one that I just played is a good example. I had this sort of descending arpeggiation, and I liked the guitar part so much I had it for about a year before I even had the guts to write anything about it, and I just hated all of the lyrics I wrote to it. So I took it to my mom and I said, okay, here, I hate this, listen. And she said, yeah, I can see what you're talking about. You know, yeah, she said, you know, she's a brutal critic, man, she really is, but she said, you know what, it sounds so sort of pioneering, that descending guitar line, that why don't you write it about, like, the first pilot ever to have flown a plane or something like that. And I tried for months. I really spent a long time working on that song, and finally it just became clear that it was going to have to be about my parents, so I bounced it out like that. But that's a good example of how she got that, you know?
Yeah, that sounds like that was good advice.
Yeah, no, she's pretty much the best editor, and I mean, she has people who call her up, everybody calls her up to get the editing advice.
Ben, thank you so much for playing live.
Oh, thanks, man. A real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Real treat. Ben Taylor, our guest, and thanks to our audience in Akron, Ohio, at 91.3 The Summit. Be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Again, we thank Ben Taylor for joining us. That new album, Another Run Around the Sun, is available at our World Cafe website. You can get to our CD store through our website at worldcafe.npr.org.